Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, everyone on Zoom. I'm delighted to be here. It's so nice to see you. I want to thank White Whale as well. I hope that you know what a wonderful community you create for all of us, and it's really important. We're grateful. I want to thank Chris and Joan for keeping this torch going and making things happen. And for this invitation, the invitation is wild because unbeknownst to them, John Rep was my very first poetry teacher ever. Yeah, cool, right? And I learned so much from him. And then I went on to graduate school to study with Jan Beatty. And he was a former here. And learned a lot there. And one of the legends in my MFA program was Fred Shaw. So it's a very cool evening to be part of. I being able to read alongside of all of you is really meaningful. This is called Teens in the Strip Lines. Like quaaludes and poppies crushed in a rocks glass, sipped. The strips had colors like an oil spill. In that hollowed out land of no vegetation, mud and clay, monoliths collapsing in on themselves, pliable, we'd sneak bottles of liquor and spend the night there. Jean, Emily, Don, and I, sometimes Lori, up through morning. We'd marvel at the cliffs with angles severe and bald, the scoured land, guess about the trees that used to be there, vast forests. The rest of the world we wanted to see, so lush. Mountains topped and mined, pitted from the inside out, land sliding, we always went there in the rain. We decided this was a softened chocolate egg of a mountain, that a dolly arch we'd climb at sunrise, purples and rust smeared in the bedrock as we passed whiskey between us. So lately, I've been very interested in the tension between things, particularly stuff that's presented as binaries, and how I'm most comfortable as a person and most interested as an artist in the third space that that tension creates. There are all kinds of ways that this shows up for us, push and pull, and it's different for everyone. For me, it has a lot to do with wounds and healing. Or that I think that I'm a pretty tough person who is also often afraid. So I've chosen to take up this idea in the manuscript that I've been working on through the operating metaphor of predator and prey and exploring the relationship of the two of those within myself. This poem is called Snakes to Remove Me, Make Me, and the title is the first line. Snakes to remove me, make me forget, to let them wail it out while I'm gone. Mother and father, no brother with an ear kept low to the ground yet, just me with my keepers. And the ant in town knows it, and the snake show on tour. And what a distraction, arriving in pits, rusty coils, pale sky, dry summer above me. And tall men all over handling with their fingers spread, twisting animals in the air. This is called Like Liquid Under Warm Light. From the flattening in the hill that kept climbing beyond us, through the little window and then the back door. I learned the gold fill of watching a beloved, how stomach and legs go buoyant, how good it felt to climb over thorns, weaving through the growing brush in the evening up the hill, behind our little house to gaze at my mom making dinner, moving stove to table, table to sink for my brother and me on her own, streaming like warm honey through the kitchen. Still in her hand-me-down suit and heels. So if that's my mom, this one is my dad. This is called expired plus processed equals dead plus gutted. It's hunter speak. The hunters use euphemisms so they don't have to look at what they're doing. And if there are any hunters in the audience, I feel complicated about it. I don't just feel one way, I understand. But this is actually about my dad. Expired plus processed equals dead plus gutted. 80 yards of the arrow, 50 out from the tree stand, is where he stumbled then, expired. Dust of killing plus heat moves in where the cold should be equals steam off your body, steam of the gut pile. Chill gone these past years, everything changing but this ritual of your heart tearing through another's. And this one is called Kavanaugh and the Rut. It has two epigraphs. The first one is, the rut is characterized in male animals by an increase in testosterone, exaggerated sexual dimorphisms, and increased aggression and interest in females. The second is a headline, Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court, October 6, 2018. Ooh. She grazes on her own. Grasses bend and return with her slow glide. Flick of the ears, whiff of the air. She walks evenly into the dark of the woods. Each day sensing, eventually, one will come up from behind when the muscle and wet froth, white haunches will push to summit her insurmountable spring because it is fall. So predator prey thing, when you are in danger, oftentimes creatures will run. I did a word search of my manuscript at one point, and the number one word that came up was the word run. I think now it's probably deer. I've been writing a lot about deer. This poem is called To the Fleeing, and it also has an epigraph from Frank O'Hara. What is the poet for, if not to scream himself into a hernia of admiration for all paradoxical entanglements? Very, it's like a great aside. I was a salvo there, how, in the dusk where I lost myself on a mountain, circled past the same caving shed three times, and the second self came out, the rough one, who makes me find trails in places I've never been to, walks straight towards the height, starts climbing, tears through the street, and swigs lightning once she's down. And this one is called Baking Bread in Patagonia. Silent morning walked me through field and fog to the warm oven hut, stucco, square, farmhand built for baking bread only, and filled with the smell of yeast and cherry wood. In still air, I stood with Lorenzo, sculpting loaves, his chapped hands smoothing out the lumps. We watched pink fruit trees beneath the mountain in silence, raising and firing. I coated loaf pans. He punched wet pods of dough in up to his elbows, the muscles of turning something over. Pinholes of white the night before burned through the quilt of darkest bottom of the world's sky, and I slept a cloud under it. And then interestingly for me, when things got really dangerous, I came home. I washed my hands bloody because you were dying. My blood sick with ritual, with ritual, with repeat, because control is a sieve and days can be tapped to the wall. Walls of my house becoming my mind, becoming tamed, their wood, I knock four times, bow in the hallway, pick skin, look directly at the corner where the light hits the corner, stare until the corner is right. Where the music is high and my feet are apart, spin each side the same way twice so I can keep you from hemorrhaging yourselves from breaking apart. This poem is, the title is actually the Irish word for ghost, which I am not going to try to pronounce. It's spelled T-A-S-H. I think it's like times or something, but anyway, that's the title. I call the dough to eat the berries to toss, conjure whiskey into a glass for the fast food, for the fear settled right in my blood. I water herbs, cook, bring my mother forth. Sitting in my nose is her mother, the rye, ancient, kitchen steaming, and the sun and fruit. I ask what happens to my mania, energy, spin little circles inside, outside. I wonder what comes of inheritance, goes when it ends. I can't sleep. A dream of women, the long mix in me, honey and bite, elated, afraid, swell and fall, rouse them in a space not entirely awake, vital, just sick, not sickly. It stings, ecstatic. The tomatoes ripen each day. Next week, I will make her sauce. And as I was thinking about ending this reading, ending manuscript endings, I feel like people always have ideas about that, a good ending, bad ending. And so I'm just interested in being and all the things that means. This poem is called Stagambit. Whitetail on train tracks that cut deep into Maryland. Thick reeds and kudzu, your head surrounded by light. We keep singing all week, mouths full of beer, fists pounding. I try to sleep. I sleep. I dream about love across species, my capacity for love, all those I've abandoned. You read to me about two women sharing a life, and we have the fire in front of us. It's like the wall of snow and ice, 10,000 feet up Mount Humphreys, when I started in meadows. By the time I got there, foot over foot, breath after breath, scaling was the best possible thing. A climb on the cold slab, the sky an arch over my clear head, because the planet is a circle we walk on. The things we need spring from the center, no matter our certainty or doubt. Thank you so much.